This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. We sometimes call it a falling out, a serious disagreement between two friends that results in a breakup of that friendship. It's always a most unfortunate situation, but it happens, and it may have happened to you. Words may have been spoken in the heat of the moment. Before you know it, you are no longer on speaking terms with your friend. It can happen as quickly as that. I think you probably know that relationships are a messy business. We've got to live with other people. And sometimes words are spoken that cause damage. And for whatever reason, it probably happens more than we realize. We don't like talking about it. Someone's feelings get hurt, but they're afraid to tell that friend. Or they don't tell that other person that something's bothering them. And so with that comes resentment and the friendship suffers. People certainly are not saying everything that needs to be said, and even very good friends often don't express what's honestly going on. In order to fix a friendship, we need to really understand the core issue, and it often is a lack of communication. And as a society, we have the mentality and think, oh look, it's okay to blow up in a relationship or end the relationship without really addressing the problem. And that causes us to have unresolved relationships in our lives that haunt us and can actually affect us negatively. Fixing a friendship, it really is worth the time and effort. Sometimes we're tempted to just walk away from the problem. But really, is that the best way to resolve the issue of a fractured friendship? Counselors say it is worth it. Fixing a friendship is usually worth the time and effort. Communication and expressing yourself, they're two things that are essential in cultivating a great relationship. Where would we be without at least one valued friend? So my question is, how do we heal a broken friendship? What can I do? I think we've got to start with ourselves instead of the other person. It's very easy to point fingers at the other party when our feelings have been hurt. In order to have a true transformation in our friendship, we've got to begin by examining our own hearts and lives, taking responsibility for our part in that fracture. Were we gentle, humble? Were we kind? Were we patient? What responsibility am I going to take in this relationship breakdown? Because relationships really are a two-way business. And unfortunately today we live in this throwaway society. If it doesn't work, just toss it away. It's easy to be offended and to walk away. One of the hardest relationships to mend can be the one where you know deep down that you were responsible for that breakdown. It does require a bit of humility and patience and sometimes a bit of bravery, but you can if you can forgive like Jesus. Now, there's a revolutionary concept. Forgive that loved one or friend who hurt you just like Jesus did. Actually, that's the basic message from Jesus in the Bible. Move toward that person and ask for forgiveness and offer your forgiveness. Now, I'm not saying this is a natural or easy step, but it is a very powerful thing to do. The combination of broken people doing life in a broken world will often end up in some sort of broken relationship. But do you know Jesus gives us the remedy for healing broken relationships, and that is himself. So are you dealing with the pain of a lost friendship today? Whether your friendship ended in a slow break or a sudden one, it does hurt. And it's tempting to look back and ask yourself a million questions. How did my friendship with this person end? Were we really as close as I thought we were? Here's a tremendous verse from the Bible to help you. It comes from Ephesians 4. Get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Be kind and tender-hearted to one another. Forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. God loves to bring healing to your broken relationships. He doesn't want to see sadness and heartbreak just because your close friend won't speak to you. Do you have a troubled friendship that's worth saving? Well, if you do, don't hesitate to do what it takes to repair it. God himself is the strongest anchor in your life. And these lasting friendships are hard to find. They should be treasured. So deal with the problem sooner rather than later. The longer you leave it unresolved, the more likely it is to get worse. Tackle these problems as they arise, and Jesus can help you work it out. Heavenly Father, we do live in this broken world where friendships can be destroyed or fractured. Help me, Lord, to be able to see beyond what's happened, to ask for your healing. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.